Well, good morning, folks. It's your old partner, Luke Clayton, coming to you from Texas down here today. I'm out on the porch of the cabin listening to, guess what? Western Swing and other things. Having a ball out here sipping coffee. Been looking forward to this little time that we all get to spend together and talk about the outdoors here on High Plains Outdoors. You know, we try to keep our topics varied. Sometimes we're talking fishing, sometimes hunting, camping, whatever. But I was sitting here thinking about how the internet has changed the way we hunters and fishermen operate. Now, I can remember back when the internet started, really became a thing back in the 90s, early 90s, I guess, how easy it was to get fishing information on a lake that I was not close to or a lake that I was not familiar with. Go online. I remember a site back then that I could click on and get, you know, pretty current fishing updates. Well, today's internet is way different than it was back in the 90s. Now we have Facebook and we have groups. And if you're interested in a particular topic, say, for instance, bow hunting, there's a bunch. You can go to Facebook and there's just bunches of bow hunting groups. That's groups of guys and gals that are interested in bow hunting, and you can go on there and you can, if you're in Texas, you can interact with a bow hunter up in Nebraska or Alaska or wherever. You know, it's pretty amazing. You can share information during the whitetail rut. You can talk about what's going on at in your area, if the breeding season's kicked off up in Oregon or wherever. So the internet has basically changed things up. Now, I guess anything in life can be good or bad. I have experienced some of these groups, if you will. I've joined some groups in years past that I was not really impressed with very much. So you have to be careful. It doesn't take you long when you join a Facebook group to decide if it's a place for you or not. Now, there is a group that I've recently joined not very long ago called The Lodge. And that's a Facebook group. You can go to Facebook and search out The Lodge. It's an awesome group. It's well monitored. There's not one so-called expert on everything. Some of these groups I've been in the past, there's one or two people that dominate it. In other words, a question can come up and whatever they say or what their answer is the law, if you will. Well, The Lodge is not like that. It's well monitored. It's a clean site. There's pages, I guess we would call them, under the lodge, different ones. I think one of them's called Grandpa's Cabin. I think that's right. Then there's fishing ones that's just devoted to fishing. Then there's The Lodge that's devoted to, you know, just about everything. So if we're not fortunate, most of us, to live in an era when the outdoors is a way of life. Most of us can't get up and go fishing out the back door or go down to the creek every day. We've got work to do and modern day lives to live. But through the internet, through these Facebook pages, we can, when we've got at our lunchtime, and millions of outdoorsmen do this, they'll go online and they'll check out what's going on in their neck of the woods, or maybe a hunt they're going to. They'll go and check out that area and see what's going on in that area. So social media, like anything in life, can be good or bad. But if you really want to have some fun, I know there's probably hundreds of other really good Facebook pages or groups. But do check The Lodge out. I think you'll be impressed with it. And, it wouldn't take you long to scope it out and check what's in there and everything. I've been a member now for several weeks, and I get a lot of fun out of it. In my spare time, I'll be in there interacting with folks from, you know, all over the country. They're telling me we're out of time. Be back next week, folks.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.